He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the July 25th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a shaky start to the market here this morning as we finish off the week. We've got the Dow down triple digits right now, down 109 points. I think you could probably blame Amazon on this one. We'll talk about that in a bit. The S&P is faring just a little bit better. It's only down 0.3% at 1981. It's down almost 7 points right now. And the NASDAQ is down 19 points. That's a 0.4% drop. The NASDAQ is at 4,452. The NASDAQ continues to be a leading index in the world this year. Gold is up a little bit, 0.25% this morning. Gold is at $1,294, but I'll tell you what, gold cannot stray too far from that $1,300 level in recent months. Crude oil is currently at 101.12, so it's backing off just a little bit here today. The euro is at 1.34, and you've got that little bitty flight to safety again in the bond market as interest rates, the 10-year now drops to 2.48%, which is the lowest, one of the lowest reads we've seen here in quite some time. So we'll see, but right now the day not going too good to finish off a week which I'll be writing my newsletter here today. It'll be going out tomorrow morning, and I'll have my analysis of all the important indicators and where I think this current bull is at, which is now 64 months old. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we got a lot of things coming up here. Let me see if I can find my calendar very quickly. There it is. For UK Dow listeners in the Bay Area, I want to start putting out this date. August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, I will be at the Money Show in San Francisco, which is at the Hilton downtown. And on Saturday, the 23rd at 9 a.m., I'll be doing a one-hour seminar update on where we're at in the market at that current point in time. Lord only knows where we'll be a month from now in the markets. Right now, we're in the 64th month of a bull market that will come to an end at some point in time. But we will put something up on our website because I think they've given me room for about 60 people or something like that to attend that session. So I'll have more details on that coming up. And then I know in October I'll be at the Toronto Money Show, October the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I have agreed to go mano a mano with Peter Schiff. You know, I think we agree on a lot of things. I know we agree on a lot of things. But I think maybe over the last 5 years we haven't exactly agreed on a lot of things. Because I've been a bull. And as far as I know, he's been a bear. So, yeah, it'll be a friendly discussion. But I am also very passionate about the markets and what I see in the markets at the current time. I don't know where they'll be come October. We may both be on the same side of the aisle, or we may have flipped aisles by then. He may be a bull and I may be a bear by that point in time. We both may be bears. We both may be bulls. We'll just have to see. But I will use the same exact indicators, the same exact analysis that I use every week. And every week I stop on Friday and I evaluate and I take a look at various things in the market that help me to determine whether or not the primary trend is still up. And of course, a primary uptrend is otherwise known as a bull. Or if that primary trend is starting to roll over and point downwards, which it has not done now for the last 64 months. But there's more to it than just technical analysis. I look at the valuations of the overall market, which right now of the 3,800 or so different stocks, investments that I have in my database, we're trading at 17.3 times forward earnings. Now that's more than the 14.3 that we were trading at a few years ago, but I think 17.3 right now doesn't give me a whole lot of heartburn. It would on some individual companies, but for the most part, I don't think we're in any kind of bubble type valuation territory in the market. But the story doesn't end there. Yes, the technicals are very important of the market. And if you look at the S&P 500 right now, if you look at the Dow, if you look at the NASDAQ, you will continue to see a primary uptrend that's been in place now for 64 months. And during that period of time, the market has almost tripled. And I don't think Peter Schiff could argue with that one. It is what it is. It's gone from 660 to 1,980. We're closing in on a triple in the S&P 500. And whether it was propped up by the Fed or not, which it obviously was, we would not have the economy today that we have had the Fed not been involved with opening up the punch bowl, using performance-enhancing stimulus in the market, and propelling the market to new all-time highs. As an investor, what do I care? Now, as an American, and as a guy that looks at it from a business point of view, it's not good to spend more than you take in. Just ask Amazon.com, right? Amazon.com. Let's see. Let me get my notes here on Amazon.com, which reported earnings yesterday. Bubble. Now, here's an example of what I would call a bubble. Amazon.com. Have you ever asked yourself when you buy something online from Amazon, I wonder how they make any money on this product? Because this is the cheapest price I've shopped around. I recently bought a wheat grinder. I like making my own bread. And we get the hard red winter wheat from Montana. And love to grind it and make good, wholesome wheat bread. And we like to grind our own wheat. And the cheapest price was on Amazon.com by a long shot. And I say to myself, how can they make any money? Well, the answer is that they have not been making any money over the last 3 months. Now, if you're a consumer, hey, that's a good thing. They're selling things at less than what their cost is, it would seem. At least their overhead, when you add in the overhead and the investments they're making, there's more going out the door right now that's coming in the door. Now, if you're a consumer, like I say, that's good news. If you're an investor, however, that's not good news. And I guess with the American economy, you could say the same thing. The stimulus, if you're an investor, you're happy. But if you're American concerned about your country, you're worried. Okay, well, I'm both. I'm an American and I am worried about my country, but I'm also an investor and I'm going to take advantage of what the Fed has given me, which has been a tripling of the market over the last 5.5 years. And it will come to an end at some point in time. Amazon streak came to an end. They have been making a little bit of money over the past several quarters, but in the most recent quarter, they reported $19 billion in sales. That's a lot of wheat grinders. That's up 23% from last year, but they lost $126 million during the quarter. And furthermore, they expect to lose $810 million during the next 3 months. They've had a lot of investments lately, same-door grocery delivery, video games, and even their own smartphone, which turned out to be a disaster. The Best Stocks Now app currently shows Amazon trading at 559 times earnings, book value ratio of almost 16. My app gives it a current valuation grade of D+. Buying shares in Amazon would be like paying $559,000 for a business that makes $1,000 a year in profit. It makes little sense. I've always been amazed at how Amazon has been able to outperform the market over time, but it seems like the market's finally starting to ask itself the same exact question. I'll continue to shop at Amazon, but I do not like the shares at all. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Now Radio Hour, Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we continue to have that geopolitical turmoil around the world. The Israeli-Gaza/Palestinian/Hamas crisis is not getting any better, although there may be hopes for a ceasefire there soon. The Ukrainian and Russia and Ukrainian separatists situation doesn't seem to be getting any better. If anything, that one's getting much worse. And we still don't have any retribution or anybody doing anything to Mr. Putin for shooting down a commercial airliner with civilians on board. And we still have ISIL advancing in Iraq. Yesterday, blowing up the tomb of Jonah, of Nineveh. The guy who refused to go there and was swallowed by the whale and was vomited out by the whale on the shores. Said, "You're going there!" Well, all kinds of crazy things happening around the world, and yet the market's in its 64th month of a bull. A bull that began at 660 and now is at 1980, closing in on 2000. And it's also a bull that will not last forever. There will come a time, at some point in time in the future, when the bull ends. And we don't want to watch our investments. We don't want to watch the tripling of our investments over the last 5 years to be cut in half within 15 months, like it happened back in 2008. Now, if it happens overnight, you know what? We all have that risk, don't we? I mean, we have risks that we wake up in the morning and we can't get our money out of the bank. Yeah, there's risk. It's just financial risk. And there's risk that something big happens in the world overnight that shakes the whole world and the market the next day is getting whacked. There's risk. There's risk in everything. But you take a look over the last 3 years, the market has doubled. It's been the right thing to do to be long the market, to be a bull in the market. The bears have been wrong for 64 months. The bears have been clobbered for 64 months. The bears who have told people not to invest in the market have done their investors a disservice. The market has tripled. You can't deny that fact. And if you look at my newsletter since March of 2009, I have been a bull. And I am not a permabull. There will come a time, like I say, when the market starts to roll over, when the market starts to get really expensive. Right now it's at about 17.2 times forward earnings. Nothing like the 30 times forward earnings that it was back in 2000. But there will come a time when the economy, which isn't being juiced by the Fed anymore, will have its comeuppance and will stop growing. Like the first quarter of this year, which was down 2.9%. And of course, we wait anxiously for the report on how we did in the second quarter of 2014. But more importantly than that, we look at the individual companies within the market and how they're doing. Because for the most part, most of us own individual stocks within our portfolios. Even if you own a mutual fund, it's full of individual stocks. I am way more of a micro bottoms-up, let's buy the best stocks or whatever it is at the time, depending upon the economy, than I am a macro guy that says, I don't like what I see, therefore I'm avoiding the market. Well, there's areas of the market that are flourishing right now. Look at the energy stocks this year. Look at the biotech and the drug stocks, which have been doing pretty doggone good for the last couple of years. Yes, it's a narrow advance in the market. Yes, the breadth of the market is very, very narrow. But tell that to the guy, you know, who's tripled his 401k and turned it into a 1201k by being in the right places at the right time. One of the right places, if you look at my app right now, and if you pull up the leading sectors in the market, the top 60, there's 60 sectors in the market. Now let's just focus on the top eight, which is the first screen on the app, and you will see that the top spots are dominated by healthcare stocks. Well, that shouldn't come as any kind of a surprise with all of the government subsidy going into the healthcare programs. I wonder how many of the 10 million people that now have healthcare because of Obamacare, how many of them are having it paid for them by the government? They're subsidizing it. Isn't this stimulus? Isn't this stimulus like Bernanke was applying to the markets? Didn't he stimulate the bond market by subsidizing the bond market? Well, we're subsidizing the healthcare market. So you can say to yourself, well, I'm not going to buy any healthcare stocks because I don't believe in that. Or you can say to yourself, boy, that's pumping up these healthcare stocks. And that seems to be the case right now. And one of the stocks that I currently own is Universal Health Services, UHS. In my aggressive growth accounts, this is a company headquartered in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Also home of Interdigital Communications, which was a stock in my book, Best Stocks Now. Universal Health Services is a $10 billion market cap company. It is now a large cap stock with the big move that it's making this week. Universal Health Services, UHS, operates 24 acute care hospitals and 193 behavioral health centers. Boy, I know some people that need to go get a little behavioral health help. In 37 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico. Again, the healthcare system in America is being juiced, being subsidized, being artificially stimulated by our government. And these stocks are profiting from that. And they're flourishing right now. If you don't believe me, look at a chart of UHS right now and what it's doing, okay? But we don't just buy stocks and we don't own stocks just because of the chart. I've owned Universal Healthcare and I continue to own Universal Healthcare for the following reasons. Amazon, what did I say, is trading at 559 times forward earnings. Well, Universal Health is trading at 17 times forward earnings. And they just came in with a big earnings beat, and I'm sure we'll be revising our estimates and our target prices higher. But the valuation's okay. I can definitely support the current valuation. I think the shares can too. The performance has been very, very good in the stock. It's up 45% over the last 12 months. It gets a performance grade of A-. The value is good. It's in a good sector. And it's one of the 25 aggressive growth stocks that I currently own, and it's breaking out and hitting new highs this week on a big earnings beat. One of the areas that's flourishing in the American economy right now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, Would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at what we'll be doing here in the coming days and weeks. The newsletter, of course, goes out every single weekend. You can get on the mailing list by going to pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters every weekend. And we're going to try to keep you on top of these markets, do the best that we possibly can by looking at the valuations, the technicals, and the internals. That's the sectors and the asset classes and the individual companies. Boy, that's the best way to look at the overall market, is by looking at the pieces and parts that make up the market. And I do a thorough analysis every single weekend. And the newsletter, the basic version is free. I mean, it goes through the entire market analysis. You can get that by going to my website at pwstreet.com. The subscription version has the model portfolios, aggressive growth, which we just featured, UHS, Universal Health Services, hitting new highs this week in an area of the market that's flourishing, an area of the market that is benefiting from government subsidies these days, the healthcare sector. Okay, we have the conservative growth model portfolio, which is more of the large cap stocks. We have the income portfolio, which I just got done updating just now. The 30 holdings in that income portfolio. The average yield right now on that thing is 3.2%. The highest yield is 10.7% on a stock in there. That's also up another 17% in capital appreciation since I bought it. So that goes out. Well, there's also the mutual fund model portfolio for all of you who have 401ks at work. I try to keep you in the right areas, and there will come a time when the stock market won't be the right area. But it's been the right area for the last almost, 5.5 years now. But we're going to keep our ear to the ground, and we're going to keep our nose to the grindstone, and we're going to continue to watch for those signs that the market's starting to fall apart and it's time to run for cover, or maybe even buy some of those inverse funds, which could come in real handy at some point in time. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up for the newsletter. I also manage a lot of portfolios here. I'm the guy that does it. I'm not out making TV appearances all day and yakety yak here and yakety yak here. I am glued to my screens and my app and my spreadsheets and the news wires and technical charts, looking at everything I own on a daily basis. And if I see something I don't like, I'm going to move on. But I'm the guy that manages the money here. The buck stops here. I have people that help me and assist me, but I'm the decision maker here. I manage money for people all across America. And of course, if you would like to talk to one of my assistants, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Okay, another area in the market that I really like right now, and I own this stock through an ETF. This is also a stock that I wrote about in my Best Stocks Now book, which I'll be giving out copies of at my San Francisco appearance in August the 12th, I think it is. I want to let the KDEL listeners know about this. August 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if you visit me there, I'll give you one of my books, Best Stocks Now. But one of the books that I featured there was Baidu. What is a Baidu? A Baidu is a Google of China. In fact, at the time I wrote the book, I said I like Baidu better than I like Google because I think there's more upside potential in Baidu. And boy, look at Baidu going today. It is certainly going well. They have reported earnings this week. One of the companies that really came in and beat their forecast, and the stock is going. Baidu is a Chinese provider of internet search, targeted online advertising, and other internet content services. In other words, it's a Google. And Google does not have, as far as I know, Google pulled out of China. They didn't want the restrictions that were placed on them by the Chinese government. So Baidu is basically the Google of China, the symbol BIDU. Google, or Baidu, is a $77 billion market cap company that has also become a Best Stock Now once again. It was a Best Stock Now back in 2011. It kind of fell out of favor there. Had a very, very flat year in the 2013 area. And now it's starting to come roaring back. Baidu is a large cap stock, obviously, at $77 billion. There is no dividend involved. We can't justify this one in the income accounts. but we certainly could justify this one in the conservative growth accounts given the size of the company, $77 billion. Baidu, believe it or not, that is not, I have a $385 target price on Baidu, and that's before this earnings beat here today. Baidu's currently trading at $220, so I still see plenty of upside potential in the shares. Let's look at the performance. Over the last 5 years, Baidu has averaged 42% per year, while the market's averaged 15% per year. Well, that's a big difference, 41%. In fact, I would say over the last 5 years that Baidu is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now, over the last 3 years, Baidu has underperformed the market, and that's why I haven't owned it for 3 years. And now it's starting to come back, and it's starting to come back big. In fact, over the last 12 months, Baidu is up 80%. Market's up 17. It currently gets a momentum grade of A. I like momentum, but as you know, I also like valuation. And when I look at the shares, which are expected to make $7.53, that's what the company is expected to make, $7.53 per share next year. Carry out those earnings by 25 to 30% per year, which is what the analysts expect, and then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for these shares. It has comparables. I get a target price probably going to go up to about $400 when this is all said and done, so I still see significant upside potential in Baidu. Baidu became a best stocks now about 2 weeks ago. I currently do not have a position in Baidu. But I tweeted on July 21st, it was one of the five or six stocks that I noticed that day. I said, very nice breakout on Baidu today. I said, it's number 167 overall, and I also disclosed that I had no current position in the company. And earlier this year, on January, I sent out a tweet, Baidu looks very interesting here. Very tempting, no position yet. You know what? I should have established a position. But I didn't. I'm looking at it again. I tweeted again yesterday. Nice breakout on Baidu today. Number 121 overall. I do own it, however, within the ETF, FXI, which covers China, which is also breaking out. That's something else you might want to look at. I do have another model portfolio, which is an ETF model portfolio for all of you who want to keep your expenses low and only own a few positions, but through owning those few positions, you own a lot of stocks. That's the real economical way to go. If you don't have a lot of money to put in the market, I suggest that you try using the ETFs, which give you a big exposure with a little bit of money. One of the ETFs that I currently own right now is FXI, which is the China 25 index, which includes a big schmack of Baidu. So I do own the stock, not directly, but through the ETF FXI. Baidu currently is a best stock now. Out of 3,843 stocks in my database, it currently comes in at number 75. Well, the newsletter will list other stocks like this, the ones that I consider to be the best of the best right now. We just had the baseball All-Star team. According to Major League Baseball, those were the best players in all of baseball on the field this past Tuesday, a week and a half ago. And shouldn't your portfolio be the same? Shouldn't you strive to own the very, very best companies that are flourishing in today's economy, or lack thereof? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked a little bit about Amazon a little bit earlier in the show. We've had Comic-Con, which is the biggest convention of the year all week in San Diego. You should have seen the line at Chipotle yesterday. It looked like the Night of the Living Dead. Oh, man. They were ordering raw carnitas, I think. Now, I don't know if any of them are aware of where the Dow is, but I'm sure they've bought things from Amazon. And, of course, I've bought many items from Amazon. And if you've ever asked yourself, I wonder how they can make any money on this product. Well, the answer is they have not been making any money over the last 3 months. Obviously, if you're a consumer, that's good news. You're getting things really cheap from Amazon. If you're an investor, however, that's not good news. There's nothing wrong with the sales at Amazon. They rang up $19.3 billion in sales during this past quarter, which is a 23% increase over the same quarter last year. But the company lost $126 million during this same period of time. Furthermore, the company expects to lose another $810 million during the next 3 months. And of course, you know, if you've listened to Mr. Bezos recently, he's been pouring money into everything from same-day grocery delivery to video game development to their own smartphone, which has turned out to not be very good. It's turned out to be a disaster as you read the reviews of the Amazon smartphone. And of course, as I said, my Best Stocks Now app currently shows Amazon trading at a P.E. ratio of 559 and a price-to-book value ratio of almost 16. The app gives it a current valuation grade of D+. And using this analogy of 559 times earnings, that would be like buying a business for $559,000 that only makes $1,000 a year in profit. Makes little sense. And of course, as I said, I've been amazed at how Amazon has been able to outperform the market over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. And of course, it seems like the market's finally starting to ask the same question. And of course, the stock is getting whacked pretty good on this news. I'll continue to shop at Amazon, but I don't like the shares at all. Anyways, I like companies that are trading at valuations that make sense. And we always, every time I analyze a stock here on the show, it always includes an analysis of the valuation. That's half of my equation. The other half of my equation is the performance in the stock chart and the technical pattern. I like undervalued stocks that are performing, because I found over time that there's too many undervalued stocks, so-called undervalued stocks, in quotation marks, that seem undervalued, that are nothing more than value traps. They're undervalued for a reason. I remember when folks were trying to convince me that JCPenney was undervalued, that BlackBerry was undervalued, and other stocks that have cratered. tried to convince me all the way down that these stocks are undervalued. So there's something wrong with just using valuation as your only criteria. And at the same time, I've had people tell me, you should buy this stock. And I say, why? Because it's going up. And it's got a hot product. And everybody wants it. I said, have you looked at the valuation? Well, what's it trading at? How many times earnings do I have to pay? How many times sales do I have to pay? They say, don't worry about that. That don't really matter. Yeah, well, it does matter. It matters greatly. Look at the year 2000 when the dot-coms were trading at PEG ratios of 5 and forward PEs of 200. We found out that valuation does matter. And when folks were camping out overnight to get a single-family home in 2007, that should have been some kind of a warning to us that there was a bubble developing in the single-family home sector of America. And boy, howdy, was there a bubble. Those folks that were camping out to get a home pretty soon were upside down on their loans and had the government forgiving their loans or the banks forgiving those bad debts. It was a mess. Foreclosures, short sales, inventory everywhere. It's kind of cleaned up itself now. We're kind of back to a normal real estate market of 5, 6%, 7% per year. But bubbles happen all the time in the market. They happen in individual stocks. They happen in sectors. They happen in, obviously, other asset classes. We had a bond bubble that's now bursting. When interest rates got down to 1.25%, I want to say a couple years ago, the bond market was about as bloated as a guy after a big Thanksgiving dinner meal. That bubble in the bond market is now starting to come unraveled because now the Fed, which artificially stimulated it to keep interest rates from bolting higher, kept it stimulated and kept buying back our own debt. And now we're starting to see more of a normal bond market. And right now, it's at 2.5%. It's doubled. Interest rates have doubled off the low. But I would just think that 5 years down the road, we're going to see higher interest rates. For that reason, I have no exposure to the bond market at the current time. I continue to be invested in stocks, in the stock market. I prefer a dividend-paying ownership equity portfolio than a fixed-income, coupon-paying debt payment. There's enough debt in the world as it is. We don't need any more. I'm going to stick with ownership right now. But these asset classes bounce around. I mean, look at 2008. Bonds were the place to be. They were up 32% while the market was down 38%. That's why I track these asset classes very closely. Gold had a huge run for several years. That was a great asset class to own. But the last several years have been very poor for gold. That's why, number one, I don't believe in an asset allocation because you're just going to spread yourself so thin that you can't lose too much money and you can't make too much money. And at the same time, I don't believe in being in asset classes that aren't flourishing. So that's the way I do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. My app ranks the asset classes, 33 of them on a daily basis. Stocks continue to rule the roost for now until further notice. But you can stay in tune with what's happening by listening to my show every day, by downloading the app Best Stocks Now, by getting my newsletter Best Stocks Now. And if it's just all makes your head spin, I'm a money manager. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.